part two with Basil and Drew.
Continues.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
We went back and listened to some of it, and I tell you, I'm not just saying it just to say it. That's probably the funniest podcast we've done so far.
It's just some of them are good, man.
We got before we move on, I want to figure out a name for this group.
Fucked up friends and family.
Fist fucks? I have to be able to promote it. So I can't call it fist fucks.
We gotta add it as part of the.
We can't call it fist fucks because this is fist fucks.
This is fist.
This is fist fucks.
Three is fist
fucks.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tim.
You're not on Instagram?
No. You need to get. Get
if you got, if you get.
That's all. That's what we on Instagram. This little group message. We send
so many shock shots. It's kind of disturbing.
Well, I'm not really.
But anyways, what should we call it?
Go!
No.
I'm annoying! Anyway, to avoid the silence and the pause in a podcast.
Anyways.
Honeybees and herpes.
Drew's bringing the herpes.
Honeybees and herpes.
We're back with honeybees and herpes.
Today on honeybees and herpes.
It's like an educational like hour about bumblebees
and STDs.
How bumblebees get STDs.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, they have a microscopic God. Shot of a bee's dick in
covered in herpes.
Wait, did y'all see that little picture of you can be all right over there, Drew?
I'm going
instead of honey leaking out, it's like just green honey or something.
This is a general sore.
Oh, fuck.
No, there's a thing where they've shown that these, for some reason, these turtles are getting herpes.
Yeah, sea turtles.
From what?
People are arguing, saying it's from pollution.
Yeah.
From the chemicals changing in the water, it getting hotter, blah,
you're dropping
blah.
Too many loads in the water?
Yeah, it's too much semen.
Too many herpes loads?
Well, isn't there, like,
too many people fucking sea turtles?
That they're like getting all covered in
they
semen.
Can't swim off very fast.
There are two people at this table who have actually handled and put their hands all over a sea turtle. That would be a feat.
Yeah.
Because those things are
huge.
Fucking massive.
Huge.
They're massive.
Are they mean or docile?
Dude, their heads are like this big. The one we had, his head was this.
But you wouldn't stick your hand in front of his mouth.
If you don't want a hand, yeah.
I don't think it would like do it on purpose. Like it's not aggressive. That thing just wanted to swim.
Yeah. Wait, where'd y'all do this? This Mexico?
Oh, you didn't hear about this? I never told you a story.
Oh, we're to
make sure it's not illegal.
A place. Oh, it was way illegal. What we did. We didn't. We couldn't help it though. But it wasn't us. Actually, it wasn't us that did it.
I wasn't there.
there's a great story that comes out of this. No, we were fishing in a place called Fouchon, which is at the bottom of Louisiana. It's Fouchon Bay. It's where Dad used to fly out of when he used to fly out of the rigs. It's where Deepwater Horizon came out. The film, like it was, they flew out of there. These guys, we go down in the canal and we're fishing. And what we would do is just throw our fishing line way deep into the shipping canal. Well, these guys snagged a sea turtle. And obviously you couldn't do much with it because it would break your line, but the sea turtle was trying to get away from what was hurting him, so he just kept swimming towards the hook until it stopped hurting. Well,
they thought they had a giant drum.
What the fuck?
Drew's a robot.
On? Hello?
Drew's a robot. I got Echo.
You have Echo?
Yeah.
Hold on. Do we still have an Echo?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'm good. Sure.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
You had like a delay echo?
I don't know what the fuck happened.
Because like I hear a bit of one, but it's not that bad.
I hear the microphone.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're supposed to hear the microphone.
Yeah, okay. Well,
yeah,
then we're
I just had like a delag echo.
A delag?
Delag?
And then I had a Nintendo
I had
sound.
A delag.
Anyways, but yeah, the people snagged a sea turtle.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Continue. Continue.
Get to the joke. No, but these guys snagged the fucking... I still have an echo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have an echo again.
Piece of shit.
Hold on. What we're going to do, we're going to stop.
Hey, we're doing a small... We're trying to figure some shit out. We're
some
using the microphone in the computer.
Mini podcast.
So what I'm going to do... Okay,
it's
hold
Inception.
On. That's one. Talk.
Yeah, talk.
Okay,
talk. 1, 2, 7.
All right, hold on a second. We're sorry. Everything fucked up. Anyways... We're doing this now through the microphone on the computer, which may not be a bad... we'll see how it goes. May not be a bad idea.
I honestly don't think the people listening care. I think they listen for the entertainment, enjoyment, not any of your IT shit. Up. Hey, you're the one explaining what you had to do.
Yeah.
We're talking about catching sea turtles. Catching you're talking about how to fix a fucking computer. All right,
so somebody allegedly caught a fucking sea turtle on accident.
Yeah, they caught a sea turtle.
It was like some half-fat retard kids.
It really was.
Which were not us.
Could have been us.
Could have been us.
Could have been us. Could have been the guy down the street.
Could have been a contender.
Because Drew's all fat retard.
Wow.
Okay.
Straight up burned him.
Anyways.
Good one, Farva. It took you an hour and a half to think of that. All right.
Can we finish the story?
No, that's it. They brought it up. The sea turtle was unbelievably
big. Yes, it's huge.
Huge. We took pictures with it. I still got a picture of it on the phone.
What a great story.
Yeah. What a fucking fantastic story.
You seen the video of that sea turtle who had to get that like straw thing pulled out of his nose?
Yeah, what? I've seen that one. Yeah, it was up in his sinuses and they pull it out. It's like this freaking long.
Yeah, it's a fucking... I mean,
they're yanking on it. The more they're pulling on it, it's bleeding. You're like, oh shit, this turtle's really fucked up. And as they get it out, like the sea turtles, you know, as you do, as sea turtles do, I guess. as they do in the sea turtle.
Maybe he was just like mainline.
Doing sea turtle blow?
I was doing
a lot of turtle blow.
Doing blow, and then I got caught by a fucking thing. I had to go up there, and I saw these people. They pulled it out of my nose. I was like, hey, I wasn't doing shit.
Bunch of fucking dolphin cops. They come rolled by when me and my boys was doing some blow.
Yeah, they give them new
they talked about flipping shit.
Fucking blowholes.
Ask me.
They stuck their fucking dick in my blowhole.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking asshole.
I got a serious question to ask you, Drew.
If a turtle had blowholes.
If a dolphin turned up and you were really horny and you were on a deserted island, it's only sex you could get.
Oh, would I have sex with a dolphin?
Would you fuck a dolphin's blowhole?
Would it be consensual?
Yes.
I mean, wouldn't roll, man.
Okay. Like, they're like...
we made eye contact. The dolphin looked at me and went...
Okay.
The dolphin.
Anyways, what happened with this fucking turtle?
That was it. We let it go. We unhooked it and let it go. But it just looked so sad.
It was like...
so sad. It was like, yeah, it held its head like that. Like, it couldn't hold its body up outside of water. And, of course, we picked it up out of water and took a picture of it.
Yeah.
The thing was huge. Unbelievably huge.
Yeah. Swam back.
Oh, yeah, swim away.
As soon as we put it down, it was like trying to get out.
It was happy turtle.
Happy turtle.
Met some new friends. You know, we was buddies on MySpace.
He took pictures with his kids. Yeah. He's good. He lived 120 years later.
120 years.
Still living. Probably out there fucking some turtle pussy up.
Get some turtle pussy
up. One of his kids turned out to be a fucking doctor.
Who knows? Good. He lived a good life.
This is a good life.
Fucking
turtle.
Fuck that worthless piece of shit turtle.
Worked at the steel mill for 60 years.
He worked at the turtle steel
fucking
mill.
Fucking caught him, gave him a gold watch. He's like, I'm a fucking turtle. We don't need a gold watch for.
He died 3 years of black lung.
Yeah, fuck. The black lung. The gold watch, not even fucking, I can't even take it in the water.
Anyways.
Well, it's for Louisiana boys.
That was a great story.
it's a beautiful.
About a sea turtle from New Jersey.
It's a beautiful fucking turtle.
It came from the jet stream.
Yeah.
In the air?
In the air.
Oh, it was a fucking sky turtle.
The
first.
Sky turtle.
He came down here.
He had Mario on him or some shit like that.
He had to go in witness protection. Came to see turtle. We'll talk about it.
His name was Tony.
Tony he saw Bobby Cancelli's murder. He had to talk about it to the DEA.
Yeah,
came to see turtle named Jeff.
Fucking rat turtle.
I love how this turtle turned into like some fucking...
Informant for the mob.
that worked in a mine and got black clothes.
Steel milk.
But he earned the gold watch of respect.
He's a fucking beautiful guy.
He had a coke habit.
He's a great guy. What the fuck are you doing over there, Tim? Talk about the turtle. The turtle's looking for your respect. Quit flicking this shit. Get this shit.
Was this shit? Oh, is this a little thing?
Yeah, don't fucking touch it.
Well, yeah, anyways.
Anyway, that's great.
Yeah.
So, the turtle lived happily ever after.
Yeah. Pretty much, as far as I know.
Yeah.
I'm a lion.
He probably swam under its anchor and got chopped up. literally 15 minutes after we dropped it off. Like, oh, Mr. Turtle!
All the eggs inside of it got destroyed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what the government
wants. They're fucking gone. They're done. They're over.
Fucking done. Y'all don't care who he is. I want him and his baby turtle eggs dead.
You know when they get on the beach and they give birth, go stomp on those fucking eggs.
Jesus, that's violent. I love it.
Is that what turtles down south do?
Did they give birth?
Sure. In,
oh, no.
I'm sure.
All turtles lay eggs, my understanding.
Amphibians.
All of them. All of them lay eggs.
They're not mammals.
Yeah.
Wait.
Turtles yeah, but, shark, not but sharks give birth to live young. So that's that kind of kills
them. Right. They're reptiles.
What did I say?
You said they're amphibians.
Fuck me.
Like this.
Hey.
I'm not a scientist.
I'm not a scientist. I'm just
I don't know about genealogy.
I don't know about geology or whatever the fuck it is.
This isn't about rocks.
Geothermal cooling.
Hey Tim, you want to decide to join the podcast anymore?
Yeah,
dude. I was researching, motherfucker.
What are you researching?
What are you researching?
Turtles are reptiles of the orders of testudines. It's no joke.
Do you feel smarter?
Good one. Good one, Tim.
That's a good one.
30 minutes of you being on your phone, and that's what you looked up.
That other half was.
I looked up the porn of your wife.
Oh wow!
Damn.
How was it?
Kind of sad. You were in it.
It was just a picture of him jerking off.
Me staring at the camera.
Yes. This is for you, Tim. What is the strangest porn you've ever watched?
Oh God!
It wasn't eroticism, but it was the one where the chick farted out the octopus.
What?
What?
What? So this is back when I was in college. Let me make that clear.
Oh my God!
And you're strolling through the shady porn website, and Japanese people are fucking weird. But I don't remember if she pushed it out of her vagina or her butthole. But sure enough, an octopus just went bloop.
Oh my God!
And after that, that was enough internet for that night.
I think the hardest I've ever laughed in my entire life. Someone showed me the Brazilian fart porn.
Have you ever seen it?
Oh my God! I laughed pretty hard today at Animal Man.
Humanimal Alex. That's his name on YouTube.
Oh my God!
I send that to everybody. Like, this is the most awkward thing you'll ever see in your life.
What is it?
I'll have to show you.
You sent the video to us today about the guy who dresses up as a deer.
You see that?
Oh yeah.
He did it for a wedding. And they showed it on YouTube, and when someone was commenting on it, and there's like butt cleavage and balls have their place, but not at a not at a wedding.
Oh my God, that dude was crazy looking. I mean, he did a monkey. Did you see him do the monkey?
Yeah, the monkeys. He's a fucking creep.
Creepy, man. That dude's got mental issues. I mean, hey, good for him. He has fun doing it, but fuck.
What happened to him when he's a kid?
I dress up as a deer, and people put me in the fucking loony bin.
He's an artist, pal.
He's an artist, yeah. He's so fucking crazy.
I never watched all the video, but this dude just, he's gotten famous because he sits in his living room. He sits in his living room in the same pose for hours upon hours and films himself doing it.
What? Doing what?
And he just sits in Indian style, just staring at the camera.
Does he have feather earrings and long hair?
No.
Let me tell you one thing.
That's like the woman that got famous. The people are getting into, what is it, the sensory overload, whatever, where they get super, super close to the mic and the woman's like eating a pickle or like opening up a package and it's super, super. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Like super quiet. Like.
I like how you take your headphones out.
You took your headphones out and changed nothing.
I cough my own fucking ear.
That's true. But anyways, but yeah. Like those people, they're famous and they do absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So Kardashians?
No. Yeah. Have you seen the ones? It's the overweight Mexican lady who eats corn. What happened?
No.
Okay. The overweight Mexican lady that
eats y'all were corn. Talking about it earlier. I've never seen it.
She fixes the corn up and she's like, "This is really good corn." She's like, she's eating corn.
Have you seen the video of the Asian girl that goes to eat the corn on the screw on the power drill?
Cuts it, breaks your teeth
and
out.
No. She takes a bite of it and it's spinning, and her hair gets caught at the base of the where the drill is. It grabs a tuft of her hair like this big around and yanks it right out of the front. And she's like,
oh. All I know is the Mexican guy who dresses up as a cat and hisses at the screen, and he's dancing.
What?
Say that again.
There's a Mexican guy on his Mexican TV show. It's a Mexican talent show. And his talent was dressing up as a cat, except the only part that was dressed up was his face.
He wasn't hissing. He was going...
Exactly what it was. And he was doing a dance. And, like, that was his talent.
They went to the judges and all the people in the audience, and they were just like... Okay.
Okay, well, next person up.
You know, I always used to think I was weird and what I am, but I've realized there's people out there that just
blur me out of the water. There's some fucking weird people out there.
There's some weird people on this fucking earth.
Weird people. So, what is the name of the this little podcast group?
I don't know yet. We haven't come up with it. God, looking at bastards.
Honey bees and herpes.
Honey bees and herpes.
That's not. I can't.
I know.
Something else. What is it going to be?
I don't know. So, what are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
I really want to talk about Star Wars. I know we can't. I know we can. Hold on. Here's the deal. Here, hang on a second.
We can
talk about it. We can talk about what we thought was awesome without giving anything away.
Okay.
Because I want you to enjoy it. I don't want it to be spoiled. So, like, the part where Kylo Ren dies was super sad.
Is that where
this is the video. This is the cat video.
This is the cat video, and Kylo Ren doesn't die. Don't ruin anything. Nobody.
The cat video.
If you watch it just for a second, you gotta take your headphones off, turn it off.
Okay.
Oh. Actually, you can probably play it and you'll hear it through the speaker of the thing.
Yeah, you probably could.
I can hear it through the headphones.
Can you?
Yeah. Get it closer. I'll see it. Show it to Tim. Let's see what Tim's it. Look at his face.
Hold on. Rewind it.
Let me turn it up.
Rewind it.
Hold on.
Oh, God.
It's pretty bad. Look at it. Show it to him. Please watch it, Tim.
All right, just so all the listeners out there know what we're watching. Tim, would you read that out loud with the name of that title?
Kylo Nuko no Faustiao.
Spell it.
G-A-T-O space L-O-U-C-O space N-O space F-A-U-S-T-A-O.
Oh my God.
The fuck is wrong with people?
Oh, give me that phone.
Did you see it again?
I'm gonna hit you again.
Oh, man. Look or not, but
it's just that he's reading it off in your ear. Background.
Wait for it.
It's so awkward. Could you imagine having to judge that though, and somebody breaks this person's heart like that is not a talent.
Oh, they get all 10. All fucking 10.
We're all dying.
That's one of the most awkward things I've ever seen. The best part was the look on your face, man. You looked at me and you were like, it was the desperation of like, oh God.
Oh God. Oh shit. Okay,
what's happening here?
I must send that to people.
My dick every day.
Oh, shit.
All right, so we talked about a sea turtle who was an informant.
Yes, he was a sea turtle informant.
What are we talking about now?
Star Wars. I loved it. A lot of people hating on it.
Why are they hating on it?
Just because what I read mostly is a lot of people are upset that it was sold to Disney. They look at this Disney.
And they're getting away from the Extended Universe books.
I don't know if it's that much. A lot of people were upset that they didn't go with like the novels.
Yeah,
that
happened like Jason, Jaina, the kid.
Well, then everyone would know everything.
Yeah, you can't do the movies if their books are already done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I appreciate those books. I read a lot of them, most of them. So
we're good. First one's about to be posted.
Anyways. Yeah, they all had a problem. They all had a problem.
All the girls back there were like,
they're in the background just like, hi,
this is so awkward. How do you say this is awkward in Spanish? Oh shit,
this is El Awkwardo.
You know what I noticed since we can whenever.
Okay.
What I was saying was that since if it's just gonna be three of us again,
yep.
Then it'll be fine using the microphones that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But we could have 5-6 people here to do it.
You could have buku people here because like Tim's all the way over there. You could have somebody between us, somebody between me, you. Like,
well, maybe just one more. Unless I got one that had more.
Yeah. Just another one on it.
Just
keep continuing. 75 of them. 35 people on this podcast. Just nothing but a bunch of hollering.
Oh, shit. I got to tell Jay to listen to this podcast. He's going to laugh his ass off. Anyways, Star Wars. Tim, you need to go fucking see it. Because
yeah, dude.
The truth is, we can't talk about it because your stupid fucking ass hasn't seen it.
It just hurts my feelings.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Tim.
Anyways. Okay, what are you about to say, Tim?
Oh god!
That's yeah, what were you gonna god. Say,
Tim? I mean, it has nothing to do with Star Wars. We're talking about Disney, and I was just thinking of Disney buying 21st Century Fox.
That's huge.
Like $52 billion.
How do they?
Huge.
There's a clause if they don't buy it, it's like $4 billion or some shit. Like a penalty if they don't buy it or something.
Oh, if they renege on it, it's like $4 billion.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Stop.
Khabib.
I gotta go back and hear that part. That part was fucking hilarious.
I kind of want that part edited out with a fucking budget.
It was an accident.
I didn't even notice it until like y'all started laughing. I was like,
you were trying to say it and you just couldn't get that. It's staying. It's too late. That was fucking great.
Anyway. Disney buying 21st Century Fox, it scares me a little bit. And I know like all the fanboys are super excited, but I'm like, that's a lot of power to give to one company.
Well, here's the deal.
It's kind of like how, sorry,
AT&T
and AT&T and Comcast got sued by DOJ.
No, DirecTV.
DirecTV.
AT&T and DirecTV merged.
Mm-hmm.
AT&T.
It's Time Warner and AT&T.
AT&T and DirecTV.
DirecTV and AT&T got together.
I know that for sure. It may not be where the lawsuit was, but I know AT&T.
There was a lawsuit trying to start.
Yeah, it was
Time Warner and AT&T.
Yeah, something like that.
It was Time Warner.
Like a monopoly.
Yeah, they were trying to say it was a monopoly.
Monopoly.
It was a monopoly.
Now, the scary thing about Disney owning that, and this is the truth, because if you look at other movies that they've done in the past, is if the movie does not do what they want it to do,
yep.
or they project it to do,
kill it.
Even if there's 7 other movies that could possibly be made, they're going to 86 it. Now, I don't know if you guys like the movie Tron or not, but the original one that came out, and then the newer one that came out, Tron Legacy in 2000, blah, 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 there supposedly was supposed to be a third one.
There was.
And
there was two?
Yeah, there were three of them. The original one was back in the mid-80s. Yeah.
I thought the second one was a complete total remake.
No.
No,
the second one was X number of years later because Jeff Bridges was inside the computer and he was living in there.
Came in there to get him,
yeah, his son came in there to get him out because at the very beginning of the second movie, he left him and said, hey, I'll be back. And what he was doing is he was going inside the computer and he was building the universe.
The ending of the very first movie.
No. The beginning of the second movie. No.
Okay.
This for the HBO.
But it's
anyways, getting to the point, the movie made like $500 million or $700 million. They projected it was supposed to be a $1 billion-plus movie. It did not make what they wanted it to make, so they're like, nah, we're not doing the next one.
Really?
It gives a lot of power to them, and you can see this in the movie industry. I don't think you see it as much, but it could be an opening for it, but you see it a lot in the video game industry where these major, EA is guilty of this as hell, but they'll buy these kind of little bitty companies, buy their intellectual property, and if they like it, they'll push it out there. If they don't like it,
they'll just kill it.
Mm-hmm. Whether the game was going to be good or not, they'll kill it.
Right.
But you see that a lot in the video game industry.
That way you'll get to where it's only just certain video games. If you're going that route, you know, only so many types of video games are going to be out, and there can't be anything with this company because it's you know, 86.
Speaking of that, Tim, how come you were Facebooking while we were doing a podcast?
Why were you Facebooking while we were doing a podcast?
Because I can't. It's America?
Yeah. This is not is half your podcast.
This is nothing. Well, it's 50%.
So, did they try to block AT&T?
Department of Justice is suing the shit out of them. They say that's Monopoly.
Oh, so they are suing them.
Yeah. I mean,
are they going to continue it during the Trump administration? That's the real question.
You're getting a little further into my...
I don't know.
I just saw the lawsuit when I was at the gym.
What's up, Vanilla Face? Two pimps, no hoes.
But on a happy note for me, X-Men and Fantastic Four can be in the Avengers Part 4.
Mm-hmm. How many of these Avengers movies are going to make?
Until they decide.
I was watching I like that. That was smooth. That was smooth little shit.
Smells.
Oh, you always do.
Fuck you.
And I mean, you're Star Wars fans, you know this. They have so much material. They can go.
Yeah.
Go on forever.
I mean, they really can.
But no, as far as like with the...
Say it.
Disney and Marvel.
Say it.
Oh my Zed. God. The Avengers.
My turn.
No, but like the Avengers, my understanding is in the Infinity Wars coming up, like a lot of people are going to get killed.
What they're going to do, it's not the problem.
They're supposed to.
It's the problem with the actors.
I understand. Yeah. It's the, like, for instance, Robert Downey Jr. He is Iron Man in my eyes. He will always be Iron Man.
They're going to get new people to play.
You think?
Yeah. Eventually. They're going to have to.
What if he dies?
Yeah. What if he dies?
Dead. What are you going to do with
that? He's fucking dead. And he doesn't live no more.
He hid this uncomfortable piece of metal up his ass.
Up his ass. 3 long years.
7 years. He died of dysentery.
I take it a watch. I hide up my ass. 3 years. And now I present the watch to you.
Ding, 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 ding. Zed is dead.
Zed's dead, baby.
Whose motorcycle is this?
Who is that actress, by the way? Has she been in anything
blueberry
else?
Blueberry pancakes. Mm-hmm. How to get blueberry pancakes. Is that Tarantino's best film?
Ooh. Reservoir Dogs is up there.
Yeah. I've actually never watched
it. I love
what?
It's on Netflix. I think I even had a queue.
It's a great movie.
Watch it as soon as you can.
I love Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight was so good.
Loved Hateful Eight.
So good.
It's wordy. It's a very, very wordy movie.
So is every
Tarantino movie. But I mean, like, it's you know, it's not the...
Not enough people getting their balls chopped off.
Yeah.
I liked Django. I liked Kill Bill, Volume 1, Volume 2.
Like a baby, Miss Mammy's titty.
Like a hog, Miss Slap.
Like a baby, Miss Mammy's titty. I miss you like a rock in my shoe. Now I said...
Anyways. You're going to let him stay in the big house?
In the big house.
Oh, Lord, we're going to have to burn the bed.
Damn, mine burned.
We're going to have to burn the bed.
She's the whole fucking ass. That's back, motherfucker. That's
such a good movie. I didn't think I would like it. And then you, like, dude, you have to watch it. I was like, it is fucking hilarious.
I think. We all think
the mask was a nice idea.
But not pointing any fingers.
You ungrateful sons of bitches.
I'm going home.
They could have been done better.
We're just saying, they could have been done better.
Well, if my job is to put a hole in a bag, and done better than this. Fuck all y'all.
I watched my wife get 32 bags together for you ungrateful sons of bitches, and all I hear is criticize. Now, don't ask me of mine for nothing.
For nothing.
Anyways.
She's fucking dying, man. It fucking shot me, man. Give me the fucking shot.
You shot. Have you seen the meme? Face. It says what they call Royale with cheese in France. And it has Arabic words.
Oh, my God.
One of my favorite memes is it's from Django. And it's Jamie Foxx on his horse. And it says when you go into work on your day off and you don't have to be there. And he's like riding by all the slaves on the horse.
Oh, shit.
It's the same one except it was... It was him in the blue suit. It says that when you wear your regular street clothes instead of your uniform to work.
Oh, shit.
Dude, what? Tarantino has done some masterpieces, man.
He's also done some shits, though.
I agree. The shit he did with, what was the name, Rodriguez? Or, like, Jeff Proof?
Grindhouse?
Yeah, the Grindhouse series.
It was okay.
I think it was
a bit ridiculous.
It was.
Girl walking around with a machine gun legs.
That was Robert Rodriguez. Tarantino was apparently doing the new Star Trek. Is that true?
That was the rumor, and that's what they were talking about. I honestly,
real quick, Eli Roth. Did any of y'all watch Knock Knock?
No.
Oh my god, it's fucking terrible.
Okay, thanks for letting me know.
So fucking bad.
You guys seen that movie?
Fucking bad.
Have you seen that movie Catfish?
Hold on, before you go further, let me tell you.
Oh no,
there is about 12 minutes worth of footage that you need to watch. You need to watch when the girls get there and when they get naked. It's fucking hot.
What was that old creepy guy?
Then they get naked. They take their, you see their tits. You see their little push. And anyways, but you see them naked, and you're like, oh, this is great, and then turn off immediately after that. It was so bad that I sent Eli Roth a tweet. I said, I hate your fucking movie.
Did he write back?
No.
He blocked you.
He probably blocked me. I hated that movie. That movie was such a fucking worthless piece of shit.
Dude, how about...
so dumb.
I think it was on Facebook. How about the... you posted the Last of the Mohicans scene where they're running up and they're killing everybody.
We got Wes Study.
And I was like, that's my favorite scene. And freaking... yeah, Wes was like, liked my comment. I was like, wow.
Thanks, Wes Study.
Thanks, man. Even though you died. It's pretty cool. Thanks, man.
We got to try to get him on the podcast. That'd be fucking amazing.
Do it, yeah.
I wonder.
The only thing about it, if we get somebody that famous, I'm going to make sure if we have like bugs and glitches and shit, we know how to fix it.
Or something as simple as having a list of things to talk about.
Well, no, you have to do it like that.
I think
and you
I
have
think,
to tell him beforehand.
Yes, you have to send him the question. Because rich people are not going to fucking just go and
rant. Well, this guy's not rich. I mean,
he ain't poor.
Yeah, but he has a publicist and they're going to want to look
rich for
shit.
An Indian.
Okay.
You just fucked him on him coming on the podcast.
You can't. Hopefully he doesn't just...
out of the park.
You might want to edit that.
Yeah. We're not going to. Because it's too fucking hard to edit this shit. Hey, I got
to... I do not... Me and Tim. Tim, do you endorse what Basil just said?
Oh, God.
I didn't even understand what he said.
What lie were you fixing to say about it?
Anyways.
I was saying, my buddy of mine's pure blood Indian, so I mean...
Native American.
What's his name?
Nope. No names.
He doesn't
have a horse.
His name is the Wind.
Sasquatch
Crotch. Bare Wind Feet.
Wind.
Have you ever driven down I-20 and seen that fucking bridge over the bayou called Big Black Bayou?
I don't think I have.
It's called Big Black Bayou.
You head west or east?
East. Why is it called Big? It's just called Big Black Bayou.
Because it's big and
big and it's
black.
Somebody big black was responsible for naming it. I don't know. What does it look like? It's pretty big.
What color is it?
It's black.
Big Black Bayou.
Big Black Bayou.
That's a good idea, Jeff.
I've always been impressed with the Majum's ability to emulate the type of people that we can meet daily. Except for New Yorkers. We don't meet New Yorkers at all. We can emulate them. Yeah. Or Australians. Except for the guy in the elevator.
Tell him the story. That story.
For the longest time, Ferris and I have had the ability, somewhat trashly, to do Australian accents. And it's been a little hobby of ours. We fuck around. I tell these stories.
You did all right with it.
Well, did all right. It doesn't really matter.
Sound like a couple of fellas doing a little bit of accent.
Yeah, you do an accent. You go talk to the girls. They like you.
Talk to the shells.
You fucking get the nutmeg.
What the fuck?
You shag the shell and they're saying,
what do they say? They always want to say shrimp on the bobby. What are we originally fucking
What about that girl you met at the restaurant? You told her you was from Australia. You said, where? You were like, I'm from Perth. She's trying to get your phone number and like, hey.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And I did get a number. I was like,
you were there.
This can only last for so long. She's going to be like, someone knows you.
My name is Tammy, and I like you so much. I got a friend named Tim.
I want to marry you. She goes, she was like big time saying like she wanted to go to Australia with me, and I was like, oh my God.
You're like, oh yeah, I'll take you over there.
I'll go down under. We'll go down under.
Let's go fucking kangaroo each other.
Anyway, so you guys are in a hotel.
Kangaroo position. How do kangaroos have sex?
Facing each other. Hoppily. On their tails.
Hoppily. They're hoppily married. It's fucking stupid.
Wah, wah, wah.
Hold on a second.
Are you really Googling how kangaroos have sex?
Don't Google kangaroo sex.
Okay. No, I was going to YouTube it.
You'd rather video it.
All right, so the Majib guys, all three boys and dad.
Hold on.
The ones on this side of the planet.
Yeah. I'm still trying to find the cast, though. Was it got the what?
I don't know. Just fuck. Fuck. Woo! All right, so we're in New Orleans. And we're staying.
You're going to the Saints game, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we were headed to the Saints game. And we get on the hotel elevator. And me and Ferris have just been fucking around all day doing Australian accents. We get on the elevator. And so I'm sitting there and I'm talking to Ferris. I'm like, yeah, Jake, you know, it really doesn't matter where we go. You know, it just depends. And there's this guy on the elevator. And as soon as I walk in, I'm like, g'day. And he looks at me and he goes, g'day.
We're like, oh, shit. Ferris, ah, fuck.
Ferris looks at me and I look at him and I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, fuck me.
Nightmares come true. What do I do? And dude, I just ran with it. I was like, huh? You from Australia? He goes, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I played it off, man. I was like, yeah, been here most of my life. Dad, you know, raised us there. I was the oldest, so I picked up the accent. But this fucker over here, and I pointed to Sammer, and Sammer didn't pick up the accent. He goes, yeah, man, I didn't really pick it up. No, I didn't. I don't talk like them.
So I don't know why the fuck he talked like that.
So the guy's like,
fucked up.
So the guy's like, oh no shit, where are you from, Chief? I was like, oh, I'm from Queensland. Where are you from? He goes, I'm from fucking Perth. Like crazy. I know. In an elevator in New Orleans, we meet each other. What are the fucking odds? And
he was, every other time, like your default answer is Perth.
Oh, yeah.
Perth. Where you from, Perth?
I was like, fucking Queensland. And the thing about Queensland is it's a state.
Yeah.
Queensland is a state. And you've got multiple cities mm-hmm. inside that state and provinces and shit.
Oh, so if he would have checked your card,
oh, my God, I'd have been like, fuck you asking questions, mate. What are you, fucking Maury Povich? You are not the father.
So, here's an idea, mate. Why don't you mind your goddamn business?
And thankfully, we were like on the third floor, so it was like a trip from the third floor to the
first
floor.
All right, floor. Mate, bye.
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. I was like, I shook his hand. His name was like Richard. I'm like, my name's Dunkirk. I was like, something.
Name the movie after me?
My dad's in the wall. Yeah. I just fucking know.
All we can do is like, oh, shit, we gotta get out of here.
Fuck, we gotta get out of this. All right, good night, mate. We just fucking took off.
Oh, how about that? I'm on the second floor. See you later. Hey, fuck me.
I gotta get off.
I forgot my stuff.
No. Oh, dude, so you're just talking about making your butthole pucker.
Well, you made it pucker.
Pucker.
What, Tim?
I can't relate to the story on the Australian accent, but like, you don't live around here y'all's whole life. So eventually when you start getting into a conversation with somebody, especially if they're older, and eventually go to, what church you go to? And my fallback is always First West. But I've learned that's a bad fallback to have. It's too many people, so.
Do you know Brother John?
Yeah, he was there. I chilled with him last.
He touched me when I was five.
It might be true.
I liked it.
What?
I'm still thinking about that cat.
Oh no, I'm still thinking about Bass's comment. The ones on this side of the planet.
Oh shit. Hold on.
Look at the girls in the
so horrible.
Oh my.
Oh man.
It's so fucking stupid. Oh man, I'm gonna post that on the podcast.
Hold on.
Tag it.
I'm going to tag it. Hold on. Fucking get this conversation going. God
yeah,
damn.
Come on, Tim.
What the fuck?
You haven't been talking about nothing. You need to contribute.
I can't do impressions like y'all
50%. Can. Don't do an impression.
I don't know. That was just one of the head.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So what about you?
Fuck. I told you about the time the professor took me up to the front of the whole
he raped me.
Team. And made me do impressions, didn't it?
Yes. That was, yeah, you were, you went up there in front of all the people and it was like for Mike's thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, do this. And you were like, oh shit.
He wanted me to do Arnold because everybody knows my Arnold. And I'm like, you know.
I remember that.
Okay, so Ferris knows and Tim knows. He's been around us enough to know that, like, you just can't start.
Yeah.
You have to think about it for a second, maybe practice it.
Yeah, you got
to. You have to be able to hear it. And, dude, he brought me up there, and the first thing I did was just like, he tells me, like, I just read Mike's speech, right? He wanted me to read the speech Mike had written.
As Arnold.
As Arnold. Yeah. And I'm like, God damn it.
They didn't get a chance to proofread it either.
Nothing.
Because Mikey makes so many horrible grammatical errors, it's not even funny.
But
it was one giant run-on sentence.
It really was. I mean, Mike had, you know, kind of written it and sent it to Aaron.
He's got a fucking master's.
He hands it to me, and he's like, read this in an Arnold accent. I'm like, fuck me. And here I'm in front of like 55, 60 people. My instinct goes to like, okay, I got to do my Australian first. And I played it off at the end. I'm like, all right, that's enough of Mick Dundee. You know, I was like, then I went into my Arnold and it just killed everybody. Everybody loved it. I was like, okay, thanks. But dude, when you do those impressions, you have to be ready to go because somebody's always like, man, do your Arnold, do your Arnold. I'm like, fuck.
That's just like,
I'm not a monkey. It's monkey dance. It's monkey dance.
Fuck. That's like when you do the Australian. You try to go from Australia.
To British?
Yeah, go from Australian to British or Australian to another one, yeah.
It's fucking impossible. The second that I picked up my Australian accent and started getting really good at it, my British accent just went to shit.
No way.
I don't have one now. I can only do Australia.
Yeah.
British is tough.
Yeah.
British is tough.
It's hard. It's so hard.
So hard.
It's so hard to do. You know, I think I was doing the other depression as a younger kid.
Pushing too many fucking papers.
Pushing too many paper pencils or whatever it is.
Paper pencils.
Paper pencils. Baby.
Number two pencil.
Whatever it is, it's not weights.
It's not weights. If it's not weights, it's a paper. It's a paper pencil.
New workout for California. 23 hours workout, 30 minutes sleep,
you can
30 minutes sex.
Bro. Shut your goddamn mouth.
I can't do it like y'all. Anyways. I can't do it like you.
Well, the thing is, though, what's even more impressive is you can impress people with your Australian accent. You can have people like, oh, damn, that's good. And then they hear us, and they look at you like,
oh, they hear him.
They hear us.
Oh, yeah, they hear him.
We're together. We're usually together.
And they're like, Drew, did you learn Australian at fucking school for the retarded little blind kids?
I still say,
and I go,
yeah, it's true. If y'all said you were from New Zealand, it would go better because y'all are darker.
Well, Kiwis.
Oh, thank you, mate. Because we're dark, we look like Maoris.
Yeah.
We might as well get tattoos on our fucking face and fucking look the whole fucking pot. Shut your goddamn mouth, you fucking bastard.
Ironically enough, you do sound more like a Kiwi than an Aussie. Oh. Because Aussies have a little bait. They have more of this.
Yeah. You're such an expert.
You're expert accents, aren't you?
You didn't even watch wrestling. Mike, what the fuck?
What correlation does that have to do with anything?
What the fuck do you know?
You didn't watch wrestling, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that makes you stupid in life.
Because I didn't watch wrestling?
Yes.
Then thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Austin 316 said he's going to whoop your ass.
If you don't know what that is, then you just fuck off.
Get you a bottle of that cheap Thunderbird and find some of that courage you had back in the 80s. You talk about your songs, talk about your John 316. Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass.
Before he does that, he looks at the crowd and goes, piss off. Okay, enough.
Oh, I tried to find that meme so much. He's like,
Borat, that movie was fucking classic. Looking at that, the first time I watched it, I laughed so hard, but at the same time, many times as I laughed, I cringed.
Sacha Baron Cohen is a genius when it comes to that type of stuff.
He is.
Man, where was it whenever they did Bruno and they threw all the tables at the MMA fight because they started making out?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I didn't see Bruno?
Never saw Bruno.
It's not near as good as Borat.
I heard that, so I didn't watch it.
But here's the thing. There's a part where they have an MMA fight and they start fighting. And
like legit. Like, I don't understand. Are you?
Yes, a legit one in Arkansas.
It was
Arkansas.
So it was a real show.
A real show.
Okay.
And they start fighting and they start making out. And everyone went fucking berserk.
Borat and somebody else.
Sacha Baron Cohen and whoever the fuck he was in the cage with.
They were fighting. Like,
they were fighting in the cage.
They thought it was a real MMA fight. It was a real MMA fight. They had fights and stuff before. And they came in and they started fighting and then they started making out.
Oh my God.
And then everyone was like throwing chairs and shit in the fucking ring.
Is it on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have to watch it later. Fucking amazing.
Oh, hold on.
I can't believe I never watched Bruno. But the thing I probably...
It's not near as good as Borat.
It's because I was so... like, loved Borat so much that I was just kind of like...
It'll hurt you.
It'll ruin
you. Yeah, I heard that it wasn't that great.
It wasn't, but it did have some great funny jokes. It had the best part of the whole movie is whenever they go to he has an exclusive interview with what's his name, Harrison Ford. And he's like, today we have an exclusive interview with Harrison Ford, and he goes up. He's like, Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford's like, fuck off.
Fuck off.
That's my new spirit animal.
Kind of looks like me.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I think it's in Brazil.
Yeah. But I wish you get all the tens that are behind them. I wish you could see their face. They're like,
I've seen
the awkward smile.
I've seen the video. I've seen the video.
Fuck off. Anyways.
So there's this guy, he's acting like a cat.
He's like a kitty cat.
Fucking jackass.
I'm going to show that to so many people.
It's awesome. It really so is.
Stupid. Someone put in a comment. I said, oh. This is the comment. That's not what I said. The comment said, autistic screaming.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So fucked up.
So, Tim, do you normally not talk during the podcast? Or this is hard. Because I want to be honest with you, like, if he and I weren't here, I'd be just Ferris talking. You just sit and talk to yourself for an hour and a half.
Yeah,
so, Tim, how do you feel about the new fights coming up? That's what I thought, too, Tim. That was pretty good. Here's our on-scene reporter, Tim.
All
right, Tim, good job. It's cold!
It's gonna rain!
It's gonna rain!
It's just a picture of Tim looking at the camera like...
He's had a stroke.
Oh, Jesus. How often do you deal with people who have strokes?
I mean, it's pretty regular. Yeah, I mean, you have different things. You have, like, people that will present as having a stroke and they've actually been knocked unconscious. You have people that present as having a stroke and they've had a seizure. It's really, you know... Hey, yeah. We're looking at stuff to talk about, man. He's not helping.
What's the weirdest shit you've ever seen?
Guy who cut his toe with a paper cut. Okay. It's about that big.
So he called you?
No, I'm lying. That's not the worst thing I've seen. That's my default answer. Somebody's like, hey, man, what's the worst thing you've ever seen?
What's the most fucked up well, shit you've
there
ever
was a
seen
guy who
fucking life to keep
you
up
house.
At night?
Nothing. It I sleep like a fucking baby.
Like a
I sleep like a baby every night. What was that? Always talking shit. Probably gonna smell like hummus and falafel.
Yeah, sure
and
will.
And sand.
A little bit of white privilege over there.
It's a little bit of white privilege.
Oh no.
Oh no. Is it bad?
Oh, you'll know in a second.
I hate your Maju gas.
Oh my god.
It's pretty
rare. I hate you. Come on, man. Don't fucking wave it at me. What was that? Oh god. Woo. Yep. Yep.
Oh my god.
Y'all two are related.
That smell like poo.
It smells like poo.
It's crazy because my Russian accent.
My Russian accent is not too good.
It's good. I have Russian accent.
My Russian accent.
We've been going for another 50 minutes?
15 fucking minutes.
Holy Jesus Christ. God. What is the fucking vodka?
We talk nothing about anything. Except for Tim.
Tim is just sit there like
Tim
fucking
piece of
one
shit.
Log. Worthless piece
like
of
piece of bad.
You're like Kremlin.
You're like.
You smell like
Kremlin.
You act like pierogi who has been cooked too long. You stink.
I like borscht.
Your borscht smells like my asshole.
Which is like more borscht.
It's like borscht with shit.
Borscht asshole shit.
Like a 70-year-old used
borscht butt fuck shit.
75-year-old Croatian used dildo cells. What?
75-year-old Croatian.
Call me when you're done with chemo.
Used. We were going through Tinder and we were just acting like just sexist assholes who were from New Jersey and we were going like too fat, too ugly, you're huge. This
yeah, eyes across.
And we were just trying to say the most fucked up things that we could say just to make each other laugh. And this girl, and she was it didn't look like she had cancer, but she looked.
Okay, rephrase that one more time. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so we're just trying to say the most fucked up things, make each other laugh. We're like, too ugly, too fat.
God can't.
Fucking disgusting fat pig.
God damn.
Anyways, she had bushed her hair, I guess.
Yeah.
He go, Basil, what do you say?
You said.
He goes, call me back when you're done with chemo.
Oh my God, that's terrible. And he swiped it right. No. Oh God. Fuck. I'm worthless.
Anyways, that was the fucked up shit we said.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Too fat. Your disgusting. Face looks like a bowling ball.
You got rolls in your cheeks.
You look like you got beat up by a bag of nickels.
A bag of nickels.
Looks like your uncle's name's Teddy. Fuck you.
Fuck yous.
Fuck yous and your uncle Teddy.
I'll swipe right whenever you don't look like a fucking cow.
Listen to me. Did you swipe left on that fucking pasta?
The what?
You swiped.
The fucking pasta.
You swiped right on the pasta.
Oh, fucking shit. Goddamn.
Fafalelli. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Tim, what do you wanna finish it out with?
Yeah.
Anything you want. Any day now.
Conspiracy theories.
Go.
Okay, so we'll talk about something else.
Yeah.
Flat Earth.
That's the dumbest shit. That's how you know we've got too much free time.
I agree with that 100%.
I love all of the people who argue that. They're like, all right, there's one of them I saw recently as a kid. He has like a little, it's just a little ball.
How do you know he's a kid?
Because he looks like a kid. He could be an 85-year-old man, but for this story, he's a kid. He has a little ball, and he has a bottle of water. And he's like, all right, if the earth was round, when you would pour water on it, it would just run off. And he pours water on the little ball. He goes, and if the earth was flat, he pulls out a plate. He goes, when you pour it, it would just sit there. And then he takes it, puts the plate down, and then pours water on the ground, and it sits on the concrete in one spot, doesn't move. And he goes, I don't have to argue anything else. That should be enough for all of y'all. And walks off. It's like, how can you go through your life that stupid?
Could you date a girl who believed the word
nope.
Flint? I'd have serious problems.
How hot was she?
She'd be super hot.
Shakira
oh
hot.
God. Shakira
hot. Her hips don't lie.
Her hips don't lie about fucking flat earth.
About flat earth.
Runs about that flat earth.
Well, here's the thing, you wouldn't date her.
Yeah.
You would strictly just sleep with her.
Yes,
that would be
my standards.
Does she have a pulse check?
She has a pulse. That's optional.
I
heard this pickup line the other day. You walk up to a girl and you look down. Did you drop something? And as she looks down and looks, you go, "Oh, it was your standards." Hi, my name is Basil. Apparently, it works. Did not for me though.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Could you imagine being a chick and just, like, how many pickup lines you get told? Especially if you're hot. Like,
I don't want to be a chick.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't imagine.
Let me ask you this. If you had a brother, it's only happened for me and Basil. If you had a loved one that believed in flat earth, would you just say, well, that's just what they believe and I should accept it? Or would you be like, no, you look like a fucking fool. This is why you need to change your mind.
I have a question. What is your relationship with your brother? I'm not talking about do you love him, do you not love him. Is your relationship the way that y'all's relationship is, to where you're fucking assholes to each other and you're blatantly honest?
Yeah.
Or is your relationship to how you would be with, you know, like Tim's brother would be to him, like he doesn't want to hurt his feelings, he wants to be nice to him, wants to make him not kill himself.
Yeah.
Because like that's two different responses.
So Tim was like, fuck you.
I'm just fucking with you, Tim. But no, that's the thing though, is if you have that relationship with your siblings, if it's one of those blatantly honest, like, hey man, you're fucking up kind of thing, that's the way I feel it would be. If like, hey man, the earth's flat. Hey man, you're an idiot. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, you're a stupid person if you think the earth is flat.
I've learned you have to pick your battles. And that battle wouldn't be one that I would pick as far as I'm trying to prove him wrong.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, what did Mark Twain say?
Argue with a fool. They'll beat you by dragging you down to their level or some shit.
Yeah, they beat you with experience.
Yeah.
Mark Twain actually said, don't argue with a fool because the people watching sometimes can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
I mean, how did this flat earth movement get started?
Well, it started from, you know, the beginning.
It was like way back in the day.
The theory that in the beginning, the earth was always flat. It never changed. That used to be the biggest thing, and that the Earth was the center of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I know that, but obviously and science proved it wasn't.
If you sailed away from wherever, you know, land mass you lived on, you would sail off the end of the Earth.
I mean, I know that, but, like, here in the past, like, 2 years, there's been this new flat Earth movement. It's like, what the fuck happened?
I did read that the Earth is not...
faith in people.
That the Earth is not round. Hear me out. Not that it's...
It's all, it's like a...
Yes, egg. Yes, it's kind of... Yeah, it's kind
not
of...
Not like a whole egg, though.
Not yeah. the whole egg, but it's just being pulled.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like this, and it has... It's a little bit kind of maneuvered, you know, squished a little bit. I also saw that it was... that one of the theories, the fact that the Earth is... like 1.5 times denser than a planet comparable to its size, was that when the Earth was early in its creation.
Allegedly,
yeah. Another planet or another giant
mass hit it.
Created
the moon.
And when it did, yeah, it spun, which one of the things it spun off of was the moon. But the fact that it hit it and it all basically spun together, which caused it to give it its rotation, which caused it to bring all of the weight to the center, which made it so dense.
Super dense.
Super fucking
like Spumoni dense.
Spumoni.
Like fucking like a nice, like when you go to the gardens and you get an end piece of Spumoni with a beer. Oh, fucking living.
That,
living.
That's
America.
What? I lost out. I didn't know that.
It's fucking done.
Anyways.
Raw.
Fuck.
How long are we in?
Long enough.
Probably, no. We're probably about an hour.
Hour and 10, maybe.
So Tool said they're going to release
58 minutes.
Their next album should be coming out in 2018.
They said that last 2 years.
They did.
They said it in 2016.
What is it? I thought that Perfect Circle was going to have one.
They're touring. They're on tour.
Oh, they're touring. Yeah,
they're doing a festival. Somewhere.
See, I thought that I heard that Tool was coming out with an album, but I also heard that Perfect Circle was going to come out before.
Maynard's been doing a lot of shit with Pussifer, and it's fucking awesome.
Okay, let me ask you this. Every song, there's going to be 8 songs, and they're all going to be 24 minutes each.
Probably.
I love them.
Okay. It's awesome though, man. Like that's the thing. It's like they're just
awesome. What is the thing about Tool? Why are they so good?
I don't know.
Because they put the work into it. They put the effort and it shows.
I think it's the fact that they do everything. That makes sense.
They
like as far as writing the music, writing this, writing the extra pieces that you don't think. Like, you know, you've got your rhythm, you have your lead, you have your bass, you have your drums. Instead of like, you know, doo-doo-doo-doo kind of thing, like they have that particular bit, and then they have the extra that's kind of the you know, second sensory, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't really describe it, but it's just...
They had the visual that goes with the...
Yeah, it's like
audio.
They have a lot of really good parts that come together and make a great band.
Yeah.
Because they're not the best musicians in all of music.
Technically, they're not.
Adam Jones is a great guitarist, but he's not by no means.
He ain't no Neil Peart.
Oh, well, I mean, he's a drummer, but whatever. And
That's what I'm saying.
I've always said this about Tool. Name one band that sounds like Tool.
No, I mean, they really don't.
That's one of the reasons why they're here.
Yeah.
You know?
And I mean, Perfect Circle sounds a lot like... it's a joke.
Oh, okay.
It's a joke.
Think of it as a joke.
Comment.
You gonna play the cat video again?
It said, would context even help?
You what?
It said, would context even help?
But Sam, they've been saying that for a couple of years. And I hope they do, because I love Tool. I do. That's one of my favorite bands.
Is it bad that I have no desire to see them live, though? I have no desire
to
see...
You have no desire to see Tool live?
I want to finish this. Go ahead, Sam.
Continue.
I'm
sorry.
Everybody I've known that has gone... Because when I go to a concert, I want an energetic concert. I want the band to be...
merch.
I want it to be different than the CD. And everybody I've ever known that's seen them live said they still concentrate so hard on the music and it being about the music that you just don't get that different of a show.
I personally disagree. Drew and I went and saw them.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what you felt, Drew, but I thought it was an amazing concert.
It was one of my top, like... 3 favorite concerts.
And it was
I'm not a super big giant Deftones fan, and I went and saw Deftones with him, and it was amazing. The energy, that everything was fucking awesome.
Size of a dick.
But we were from me to you.
I was fixing to say, the dude hopped up on right in front of me. Chino hopped up on the barrier in front of me, and I had a mass of people pushing me to his penis, and I was like, God, I want it. I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah. But that makes a big difference. And me and Drew were nowhere near the fucking close to
no, we were tour. We were towards
we
the
were
back.
18, 20 years yeah. old. We drove over to Shreveport before. This is 2004.
Yeah, I got fired from my job, broke up with my girlfriend, and went and saw Tool all on the same day.
That sounds like a good.
I called Basil up. I was like, "Hey man, I got some bad news, some good news." And he's like, "All right, what's up?" I was like, "Man, I got fired from my job." He goes, "Oh, that sucks." I said, "I also broke up with my old lady." He goes, "Oh, that sucks." I was like, "But there is something good." And he's like, "What?" I'm like, "We're going to see Tool." And he's like, "That's fucking right." He hung up the phone. I was like, "I'm on my way."
You know, it's kind of funny. Me and Ferris were talking about it, and a canceled concert ended up being one of the best nights me and him have ever had together because we were going to Shreveport, and then the whole thing started out shitty. So
who canceled?
Machine Head. And it was just a weird circumstance, but the whole day started out shitty. And like, we got a flat tire. We had to change that. Let me rephrase that. Ferris changed that bitch on the side of the interstate.
Yeah. Tim with the 50%.
Tim was watching.
I did learn how to change a flat tire.
Tim, I would have watched him too. I would have said, "Hurry the fuck up."
I don't remember this.
And so that I had to buy a new tire. And there's only like one tire store in this little area we're at. And it cost me like $250. It was a fucking expensive tire.
Oh, you were in your vehicle?
Yeah. I mean, we shredded my tire too. And so then we get to Basil's house. He's not there. Me and Ferris go to the concert. And the doors are supposed to open at 7 o'clock. And they're not opening. About 7:30 rolls around. I remember, and Ferris should remember this. I looked at him and go, "The concert's going to get canceled." And he's like, "What? Why?" Because it's 30 minutes into when they're supposed to open the doors.
Oh, yeah.
And they haven't opened them yet. And that is not common, especially when it's just one band playing. That's not common. He goes, "You really think?" "Yep, give it a few minutes." 8 o'clock, somebody rolls out. And he looks like he knows. He's getting ready. "Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to inform you tonight that the concert is canceled. Something is wrong with our equipment," which might be a status answer. Somebody might not have got paid. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's no telling what really happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get to meet the band. We get autographs. And I look at Ferris. Well, we were going to the strip club anyway. This just quickened our... This just quickened our
status quo.
Our run at it. So we get to the strip club. It's a Tuesday night, and the
$2 Tuesday. By
it was two. It was $2 well drinks all night. $2 domestic anything. It was great. And he tells us that, and he goes, "It's also only $10 to be VIP in the Hustler Club." And Ferris just looks at me, "Tim, what do you want to do?" And I look at him, "Motherfucker, we're VIP tonight."
Let me tell you what. I've been in that strip club many a time,
yeah.
And many a times it sucked.
Yeah.
But that night, it was fucking great.
Hustler. Oh.
And there was this blonde.
Ferris fell in love.
Stripper.
How like, much money did you spend?
About $300 on it. Yes.
I got one better, though. I think I had, it was either an $80 or $100 bar tab on $2 drink. I drank.
I was drunk, and you pissed your pants.
He did.
You pissed. Wow. He pissed in his pants.
No, dude, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone, man.
There is a good story to it.
Okay, so like,
because at first I was so drunk that I was like, "Hold on a second. So you, wait. Your pants were. You just pissed in your pants." He's like,
"I like tell to me party. The story. Tell me the story."
Okay, so I go into the urinal, and I'm fucking hammered, so I'm kind of like propping myself up.
Oh, of course.
And I have my pants unzipped. I just don't quite realize that my dick's not all the way out of my pants before I start pissing.
It happens.
And I'm like, motherfucker.
That's like when you woke up to Todd peeing on your floor, yeah.
But Jared Hires, if you're listening to this, you'll never let it down,
you,
motherfucker.
Bitch.
I love you.
You moved to Nashville.
Yeah, I love you too. I remember that. Basil told me about it. He said that Basil was asleep. Todd was sleeping on the old white couch that was super, super comfortable.
No, I wasn't asleep. He was asleep.
No, I thought you were asleep.
I was watching TV.
Oh, okay.
I was playing Xbox or something.
Oh, okay. Anyways, yeah. So Todd gets up, walks to the center of the room. Was it a corner?
Yeah.
Walks to the corner of the room and just starts pissing. And Basil's like, "What the fuck are you doing, man?" And Todd turns around, shit-faced drunk, goes, "Relax, man. It's just urine."
It's only urine.
We had something like that happen when me and Ferris lived together. Man, I'm asleep on the couch, or I'm trying to go to sleep on the couch because I didn't quite live there just yet. And this one dude was passed out drunk in the recliner, and he gets up, and he looked like a dog. You know how dogs circle before pees? He looked exactly like that. He circled the whole living room, stopped somewhere, and I'm like, I know this fucker ain't about to piss right in front of me. Sure enough, I hear pssst. I'm like, dude, you're pissing in the living room. And goes back to sleep like nothing happened. I go get our friend Kyle, who is drunk as shit, too. He's naked on his bathroom floor, puking everywhere. I'm like, Kyle, man, this dude just pissed in the living room. And he looks at me, Tim, I can't help you right now. Right, man,
I got this. You're talking about concerts, though. The last one he and I, Baz and I went to was Coheed. And just for anyone listening, if you ever see someone who works in the venue struggling to bring a giant trash can or six out of the door, and you walk out of line and go help said person, may or may not be beneficial in the future. Would you like to tell the story?
So we're sitting there, and we enforced.
Honestly, we were like the first people
we were close to the first people there.
In the general admission line, because they had like the people who were in the VIP, got to go in early, got to listen to some songs that they were playing that like, you know, you got to go in like, what, 30, 40 minutes early? They got to like, yeah, you got early to listen to Claudio sing some stuff and like.
No, Claudio didn't. It was just a guitarist.
Oh, okay, the guitar. Oh, he was singing too, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was just a guitarist doing a little like solo thing.
Yeah.
And you got that with some kind of VIP package, like serious like VIP.
Yeah,
$200 tickets and on bands and shit. We didn't know about that, so we didn't have a chance to buy it. But we're sitting there, and we're in there's two lines. There's a group of the VIP people with those passes, and there's a general admission line. Like, you know, you get in after those people. And then all of a sudden, this lady comes out. This short, little Hispanic lady comes out. She's putting out trash cans.
Brute trash cans.
She's putting them out at each
of the openings.
Openings, like, probably for alcohol or something like that. But
to throw away when you're coming in.
And she's dragging six of these things, and she's just sitting there struggling. And, you know, I mean, that's the papo in me, I guess, and just being a nice guy sometimes when I'm not a dickhead. I go over there. I'm like, man, she's struggling with these. Let me help her. She's like, they fell and stuff. So I'm two steps away from her.
Mm-hmm.
I jump over there. I pick the brutes up. I set them out. And she's just so, thank you. We're sitting there in the general admission line, and they haven't even opened the doors yet to anything. Not to VIP, nothing. She comes and gets me. Like, we have to go a separate way than the VIP people. Totally different line. She's like, come. I'm like, well, what's going on? What do you want me to do? And I went by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you help me, you'll get in first. I'm like,
I was just licking my pussy.
What? I was like, can I get my brother? I called Drew my brother. I was like, my brother with me, just me and him. Can he come? She's like, yes, bring him.
Basil looks at me and goes,
no, I come out the door.
Yeah.
And
he looks at me and just gives me the look and goes,
come here.
Yeah, come here.
Now. Come here.
And as soon as he said, come here, and he looked at me with those eyes, I knew exactly what the hell was going on. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
And the people that were in line, it was like, bye, bitches. And just walked straight in.
Oh, we had gotten to be friends with him, talked to him. We were like,
they ended up meeting up with us, like, because we were towards the front of the venue.
Front, just like two, three people deep. And, like, we got to see the whole free show and everything. Yeah, we had general admission tickets and everything. And now, every so often, like every two or three days, I'll just send pictures.
Yeah, he'll send me the brute trash can, or I'll send
a picture of a brute trash can. I'll send it to Drew.
It's like, yes, like, man.
You never know how shit can fucking turn out and help you, man.
Help people.
We sang Bohemian Rhapsody. We had, there was like 8,500 people at the little show we were at.
85,000
people? 8,500.
8 million people.
8 billion people.
Yes, it was 8.7 billion people. We were singing quadrillion. There was a dodecahedron amount of people. And we were all singing Bohemian Rhapsody, and we ended up getting a balloon we were hitting?
Beach ball.
Oh,
it was a balloon.
It was a balloon, and we were like trying to like hit it back and forth and whatever, and like somebody drop it, and we just would rag them, and it was a good time. It was a really good time. And then we moved through the crowd, the mosh pit. Like a well-oiled unit. Yeah, it broke out right in front of us.
Went crazy. Just mosh pit broke out right in front of us. And I'm like, Drew, get on my hip. When it breaks out again, we're going forward.
I had my hand on his shoulder, and I gave him the tap. I was like, let's go. And Basil, we just take off going forward.
Tim, have you participated in a mosh pit?
Yes.
Oh, I have too.
Have you?
Oh, fuck yeah.
See, Basil's probably gotten away with it a lot better than I have, though, just on your sheer size over me. Mm-hmm. You have to be a little careful about it.
Oh, dude, people were coming at us, and I was like straight up matador olaying them. They would come, they'd like, we're running at it, and you just sidestep and push them over. And they're like, boo.
Boo. Most people follow pit etiquette, but you get those assholes.
I've seen videos of people literally, like, they're kind of jamming out a little bit, and they just fucking smoke somebody next to them, like, just pop and hit them. And I'm sorry, but...
That's not pit etiquette.
I understand, but, like, you're going to get hit. You're going to get hit back if you do that, like, just walk around hitting people. Yeah. Like,
they stop.
You're asking to get the shit beat out of you, to be honest with you.
They, depending on the size of the crowd at Live Oak, they'll let us mosh or not. Because when I went in last January for a Super Joint Ritual, they let us mosh because there was like 20 people there. But when OTEP played back in...
OTEP played?
Jesus.
That's awesome.
OTEP forever.
They played, there was this...
Oh, yeah.
And even me and Dustin were talking about it. There's probably about 200 people there for a Tuesday night concert with Little Marketing. There was a lot of people there. And we tried
people like OTEP.
And, you know, people moshed, but... There was a lot of people that didn't want to mosh, and the people who were moshing kept hitting the people who didn't want to, and so security was just like, okay.
Then we're moshing. Very top?
No.
Okay.
Because he's a big fan, too, as well.
Who is?
Huh?
That homo?
Yeah, that guy.
So, is it a woman who sings?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I see her now.
And she has a ridiculous growl.
Yeah, it's very...
Like, the first time I heard it, she was like... I'm like, that's not a girl. You're not a girl.
She has a vagina.
She's very good at rapping, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's sexy?
No. She is. She is very masculine.
I met the lead singer of Flyleaf. She just...
You had the biggest crush on her.
Until I talked to her.
Wow.
Is it okay to hate on her?
Because it...
I mean...
Because she really listens to this podcast.
But don't get too deep into it.
So there I was, just naked something. In front of her bedroom window, touching myself, and she's like, hey, buddy.
I got out and get my album signed, and she asked me what my name is. It's the first time I'd ever talked to her, and I told her my name, and I told her how to spell it. And she goes, Bass. Your name has bass in it. Ah! And I'm like...
Wow.
That's a good girl.
You just ruined my whole persona. You get up on the fucking stage and you're like, and then you come up to me and you talk like you just got done with fucking
practice. I'm sorry, I was looking at my phone. What happened?
But she ruined it.
Amy Lee from Evanescence? She was always pretty hot.
Yeah, she's
all right.
I always like Arch Enemy.
Who?
Arch Enemy.
Mm-hmm. I liked Kitty. What was it?
There's a band called Kitty.
There's a band
called
Kitty.
Yeah, what was the name of that song?
Shut up, Alexa.
Fuck you, fucking whore.
Alexa,
you stupid bitch.
Alexa, play dog sounds.
Sorry. Thanks for the feedback.
Alexa, play dog sounds. That's right. Louder.
That's enough, bitch.
Alexa, play kitty cat sounds.
Here's a sample of cat sounds by Calm Sound.
He just gets buddy.
Alexa, turn it off.
Dumb bitch. Alexa.
What's wrong with you, Tim? You tired?
A little bit, yeah. But,
Alexa, play cat sounds. We gotta go.
All right, before we go out, best concert you've ever been to?
We got 5 minutes.
Oh, best one? Oh, shit. Man, I don't know, because, like, I've had one with a group of people, like, when we all went and saw Incubus. Like, the first time, you know, talking about Basil in Dallas. Like, as far as with just a group of friends, like, just having a good time singing the songs or whatever, like, I think maybe that, as far as with a group of people, but I think, like, the absolute best, like, holy shit, that was amazing, was when you and I went and saw Deftones.
Same answer.
I think that's kind of it. Because, I mean, I've seen Tool, I've seen Deftones, I've seen ZZ Top, you've seen Nine Inch Nails. I've seen a lot of people, but, like, when Deftones was done, and, of course, Incubus played after them, and Brandy Boy talked to me. No big deal.
Brandy Boy did talk to him.
He straight, like, legit talked. People were yelling out stuff, and I was like, I love Lamp. He's like, hey, that guy loves Lamp. Hey, you want to come on stage? I was like, no. Then we made out.
Right.
It's kind of funny because I saw Deftones when I was like, I think I've told this before, but I saw Deftones when I was like 15. But I hadn't smoked pot yet. And when I like smoked pot for the first time right after that, and then I re-listened to Deftones. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I was at that same concert that Linkin Park did their Live in Texas recording. It was at Texas Stadium.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Linkin Park just hung around forever.
They actually said, though, that Mike Shinoda said he's probably going to keep going.
Yeah, you got to find another singer, then.
You got to keep hanging on.
Wow. Wow.
You gotta just hang in there.
You can't kick the bucket. You gotta keep going.
Yeah, you can't kick the bucket. You gotta hang in there.
Yeah.
You gotta swing whatever life
gives you. Whatever life gets you.
Swing life away.
Yeah, just swing away, man. That's a good song. No, man, Deftones, dude, it was just as far as like, when it got done, I looked at Basil and I just went, fuck. Because like, just so much. When they played Passenger, I lost my mind. I took my pants off, ran around naked. Like, I lost my mind. A couple times.
Yeah. Fairest best concert you've ever been to?
Celine Dion.
No, no, you're not into concerts, so that's why I really wanted to ask you.
The best one I've ever been to, because I haven't been to all... I prefer all the bands that y'all that y'all talk about. But I went to one concert, and I was super hammered drunk, and I really enjoyed it.
Stephen Nicks. Turley.
I did like that one. That was good.
Hey, Eastern Corbin was pretty good.
Not George Strait, Gary Allen. I had a great time.
Really?
I was drunk as shit.
Raps?
Yeah.
No shit.
That's a good concert.
I would have loved to went and saw Garth Brooks when he came to Shreveport.
Fuck yeah.
I really would have loved to see him. Like, that would have been pretty awesome.
All things considered, it was pretty cool. I didn't get drunk and there was nothing special about it, but my mom's favorite band was the Eagles, and she wanted to go, and I paid the money to go see them. And I mean, it was pretty cool to get to see potentially one of the best bands of all time play before, it was before Glenn Frey died. And it's pretty cool to get to see him right before,
That's like started. I went with my parents to I forgot where we were. I think we went to Coachella and saw ZZ Top because like that's one of my dad's favorite bands. And like everybody was standing up and having a good time, and my dad was just sitting in the chair nodding his head, drinking a beer. He was like, "It's a good song. That's a good band. I'm enjoying this." I'm like, "Dad, you want to stand up, man?" He's like, "I'm good. I can listen to it just
that's
like
badass.
This."
Hey, everybody enjoyed.
And those guys were awesome. Oh, I went and saw AC/DC with Mike.
Yeah.
In Little Rock.
Yeah.
And those old bastards can get it. They played forever. You got to think about it. Their portfolio is like
50 years long.
It's such an extensive group of records that they have. Like they played for like 2.5 hours just them.
I saw Aaron Neville one time. He was really good.
I saw him.
Was he good?
I saw him sing at halftime for a Saints game one time.
Who's that?
Aaron Neville.
No shit.
Anyways. We're getting to our time.
All right, I want to ask Bassam one question.
Okay.
And it might apply for you, too, but he's a little bit taller.
7 inches.
If you had to make out with a man for 10 minutes,
okay.
How much tongue would you give to him?
Have you ever had to watch a concert at the CenturyLink Center from the balcony, the second floor?
Yes.
So
how bad does it suck, Nick? Because I know for me, my knees are in my chest, so I can only imagine what it's like.
I stood up the whole time. We watched Tool from there.
Mm-hmm.
We watched Tool from the back.
I saw Journey and I saw Tool, if you were looking at the stage, from the right side up to the top.
Yeah.
And we saw Journey. It was, I don't know if you were there or not.
I went there.
I think you were in West Virginia.
Nine Inch Nails was from me to the Dead Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, at CenturyLink Center.
All things considered, one of the best places to go see a concert is at the Fant Ewing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It really isn't because
it's one of the best places to watch MMA.
I would say it's a really good one for MMA because it's basically 360 view.
Yeah.
360.
365.
Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Anytime, I fucking hate you and all you fucks.
We got to come up with a name for this podcast. You know, we can't be honeybees and earth peas.
Even though it rhymes.
Does it make it? Okay, Drew.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Go fuck yourself.
I want you to burn in hell. And we are done.